Lesson 123. Conscious, unconscious, self-conscious, patient, injection, leather, gathering. When one is in danger, do you think it's better for one to be conscious of the danger or not? What do they give a hospital patient to make him unconscious before an operation?
It depends, but sometimes they give a hospital patient some kind of gas or an injection to make him unconscious before an operation.
What did they give in the old days?
They gave the patient a bottle of whiskey and a piece of a leather belt in the mouth for the patient to put his teeth into.
On what occasions do people feel self-conscious?
The occasions on which people feel self-conscious are when they are at a formal gathering with people they don't know, etc.
Split. Axe. What is in danger of happening when people wear clothes that are too small for them and they suddenly bend down to pick something up off the floor?
When people wear clothes that are too small for them and they suddenly bend down to pick something up off the floor, their clothes are in danger of splitting open.
What do we use to split wood?
We use an axe to split wood.
Present. Present. Retire. Do you think that the present state of the world is better than it was a few years ago? Were all the pupils present for the last lesson? When a man retires from work after 30 years of employment in the same company, what kind of gift is he usually presented with? How do you feel when you have to present yourself for an examination? What would you consider the best present that one could give you? Negative of must, obligation. Sometimes the negative of must is not must not, but need not, or do not have to, because must not expresses an obligation not to do something, whereas need not or do not have to express a freedom of choice. For example, you must not come here tomorrow means that you will be doing wrong if you come here tomorrow, whereas you need not come here tomorrow means that you can choose whether you want to come or not because it is not necessary. Consequently, the negative answer to the question, must I read this book in preparation for my exam, is no, you needn't, or no, you don't have to. What are the two negatives of must?
The two negatives of must are must not or need not or do not have to.
What's the difference in meaning between the two?
The difference in meaning between the two is that must not expresses an obligation not to do something, whilst need not or do not have to express a freedom of choice.
Give me an example of each, please.
They must not give him any more money, and they need not give him any more money.
What, therefore, is the negative answer to this question? Must we tell him when we want to go home?
No, you needn't.
Curse. What kind of things make people curse?
The kind of things that make people curse are anger at things that go wrong, etc.
Do you believe it's possible to lay a curse upon a person so that he suffers from illness, has bad luck, and perhaps even dies? Idle. Lazy. Generally speaking, the difference between idle and lazy is that idle means not working, whilst lazy means not wanting to work. What do I mean when I say, the men at the factory were all idle?
When you say, the men at the factory were all idle, you mean they were not working, because perhaps there was no work for them to do.
And what do I mean when I say, the men at the factory were all lazy?
When you say, the men at the factory were all lazy, you mean they did not want to work, even though there was plenty of work for them to do.
Sometimes we can use the word idle in place of the word lazy, but we can't use the word lazy in place of the word idle. We can say, for example, he's too idle to clean his shoes, but we can't say the machine had stood lazy for months. Can we use the word idle in place of the word lazy and vice versa?
Yes, we can sometimes use the word idle in place of the word lazy, but not vice versa.
Give me an example, please.
My brother is so idle, he won't clean his shoes unless it is really essential.
Play. What does the first scene of a play usually do?
The first scene of a play usually tells us what the play is going to be about.
Verse. Are Shakespeare's plays written mainly in verse?
Yes, Shakespeare's plays are written mainly in verse.
Pray. Prayer. How do people pray and what do they usually say in their prayers?
People pray with their eyes closed and their hands together and usually ask for something in their prayers.
Combine. Type. Would you like to do the type of job that combines work with pleasure? Imagine. How do you imagine the world to be in 1,000 years' time? Idiom 26. In one ear and out the other equals does not listen. For example, there's no use telling him anything, it just goes in one ear and out the other. What does the idiom in one ear and out the other mean?
The idiom in one ear and out the other means does not listen.
Give me an example, please.
I've told him 100 times not to go out without his coat on, but what I say just goes in one ear and out the other,